Welcome to the new age. Politics, economics, and social strife are things of the past. A time of boundless technological potential. Drugs to combat illness and disease. Sustainable lifestyles, harmonious societies. The means to communicate our feelings with passion and thoughtfulness beyond physical abilities.
No.
Good evening.
It's just days to go.
Good evening.
The 21st century. A strange time of 24-hour news, contradictory stories about health, and adverts about erectile dysfunction.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
Celebrities are born and die in the blink of an eye.
Dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter.
Economics and extremism. Two strands defining the first decades of the political century.
The week in which a bunch of loser jihadists slaughtered 132 innocents in Paris.
But what binds this generation together?
I need to share everything about me, but I still demand my privacy. I need a privilege.
Take a look at this picture of a cat.
Self-important cliche phrase.
I'm secretly a badger and an African gazelle and a can of Febreze, impersonating human beings.
Join us as we discuss the stories making the headlines in the UK and around the world. Duncan Watson, Gordon Watson, Scott Baxter, Tom Davenport, and special guests. Sit back and relax as you listen to The Vox News Show.
Hello and welcome to the Vox Muse Show podcast. This is episode 3 of the new reimagined program, like the new Avengers and the new 52. This is a new program. If you're joining us for the first time, this program started in October 2011 and it had a short spell at Stirling University where I worked with myself and my colleague Alan Grant.
You worked with yourself and your colleague?
Yes, me and myself.
Working yourself. What's it like working with yourself?
Sometimes I can't stand myself sometimes. So I did this program. It's a politics and culture and all sorts of stuff mixed with a bit of humour. And now we've reimagined it. So this is, as I say, episode 3. And I'm going to introduce you to Duncan Watson, who is my tag team partner. I also have Tom Davenport, and we also have Scott Baxter with us too. So in this program, we're going to discuss the latest on the presidential primaries, both of the Democrat and the Republicans. We're going to have a chat about what's happening lately in Syria to do with the ceasefire and someone belching in the back. We're also going to chat about the business to do with a brothel that actually opened up in Alva.
Did it?
Well, yeah, it was part of a network of brothels across Scotland.
Wow.
So, yeah, we'll get to that and we'll have a chat about prostitution in Scotland.
Where is that about?
It was down in Southcroft.
Southcroft, what number?
Go check it out, are you?
No. Well, it's too late anyway.
Yeah, so, that's basically what we're going to talk about. So, should we just crack on?
Yeah, we should just crack on.
That's good.
Right, okay. So, the latest primary was in New Hampshire, 9th of February, and I've got the details of who won in that. So for the Republican Party, Donald Trump won that with 10 delegates, which brings him up to 17. The runner-up was John Kasich.
Yeah, just narrowly beaten Saddam Hussein.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know Saddam Hussein was in this.
Oh yeah, he's an American Republican Party member.
Oh, right, okay. So the third was Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, and then Marco Rubio. Ben Carson is still in this race, although we have lost Jim Gilmore, Carly Fiorina, and Chris Christie. So as I say, there's about 6 or probably realistically 5 candidates for the Republican Party. For the Democrats, we saw a massive jump up for Bernie Sanders, who jumped up 20 points in this run, which brings him up to 44 delegates. And the run-up, obviously, Hillary Clinton, who's still got a healthy lead in the delegates numbers.
No, she doesn't.
No?
No. If you don't count superdelegates, Bernie Sanders has more.
Ah.
At this point, anyway.
At this point, yeah.
Wait a second. Delegates and superdelegates.
Superdelegates are like members of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, with massive influence.
Yeah, they're unpledged.
So it's like Bill Clinton would be a superdelegate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right, okay, so what exactly makes the difference exactly?
Well, it's people who are elected to be delegates, and they're chosen based on the geographics of the state that they're in. So take, for example, the smallest... Here, I've got a small explainer, actually. Here's my explainer. So,
which you ripped directly from Wikipedia.
No, I did not. I had to make this up. I had to go on a website...
Plagiarize the information.
Shut up.
Present it to you as my own work.
Shut up. Shut up.
All that effort you had to go to plagiarize it.
Right, so...
Turn and would have you over a board.
What's that company we're working for again? So, we have what's known in this presidential race, in the run-up before what are technically called national conventions for the Democrats and the Republican parties, we have what's known as primaries and caucuses. So a primary is basically an internal party election that actually narrows down the field of candidates before an election for office, that is to say the conventions. So people are basically choosing who they want, and so it's by popular vote. And through that, you have what's known as two general types. You've got closed ones, which are just registered voters, and then you've got open ones, which are all people can vote in these ballots. But it's, I believe it's a small amount of money you have to pay towards the primary, you know, towards the cost of it. Then you have what's known as semi-closed, which are, it's basically where voting is closed to registered party members of other parties, but it's actually open to independents, which, will help Bernie Sanders in this case, given he's running as an independent, but caucusing as a Democrat. Then for caucuses, these are actually a series of meetings that are held in local buildings, in various precincts across the state itself. And it's where the voters pledge their support through show of hands, and then they're counted, and et cetera, et cetera. So what they're actually aiming for, what they're trying to get in this case, is delegates. They're trying to win a number of delegates so that they can take those to the conventions. Then they can be nominated as that nominee, as that candidate for that party. So basically, they're political representatives with the power to vote for that candidate at the party convention in July, as I've described. The number is determined by the geographical size of the state. So in this case, we take the District of Columbia. They only have 3 compared to California, which has 55. And the more delegates you win per primary, the more support pledged that you can take to the convention. And then it means that the votes collected by them, the delegates are allocated in 2 forms based on decisions of voters. So you have what's known as a proportional vote system, so that proportion via your vote, or you have what's known as the winner takes all. So basically, I win the majority, therefore I take all of the candidates. So
the Republicans work like that in some states, don't they?
Yeah, in some states, yeah. But in large part, what we've seen so far, and granted it's only been 2, they've been very proportional.
And it should just make clear as well, it's up to the individual states how they let their people vote,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
So it's up to the individual state whether they hold a caucus or a primary or a semi-open primary or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's what's was so interesting last time with the Iowa caucus, because of the election law, and there was issues about Donald Trump upset the fact that he came second, and it was to do with Ted Cruz obviously winning that primary, or winning the caucus, I mean, and because the sort of what was classed as being the lack of election law, Donald Trump was upset about the amount of electioneering that was taking place by Ted Cruz, all this sort of coercion against Iowans to vote in that caucus, basically saying to them, your voting record is worse than all the other states around you, and therefore pushing them in to do it.
Well, it's not just that as well. He lied that Ben Carson was going to drop out, didn't he?
Well, there was that, yeah, and we'll come to that. We'll come to that later on. So yeah, hopefully that gives you a little explainer about what primaries and caucuses are about, and the fact that the Republicans are looking to get a large number. I believe it's over 2,000 delegates that are available, and they have to win a majority of just over 1,200. For the Democrats, they have to get nearly 5,000 candidates, and they need to get a majority of it looks like nearly 2,400.
You can find everything Gordon just said at www.wikipedia.com